We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know how those lists come out every year of the world's most dangerous job, and like lumberjacks on there and deep sea fishermen's out there, oil rigger.
Right.
Well, there's no more dangerous job in the world right now, unfortunately, than healthcare provider, doctor, nurse, urgent care, ER worker, all being every day to potential coronavirus carriers. And that is why we must recognize and respect what we've been told to do. For these, we have no doctors. Guess what?
Yeah.
What are we going to do then?
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. I mean, just not only for yourself, but everyone around you. That's our point that we really want to stress to you, because we all want to come out of this and have a big old party.
Oh, man. I cannot. Right? I'm planning it right now. Mm-hmm. My band's getting together, Tam. I know you're psyched about that. Welcome, John and Tammy, in the morning on 103.7 KSON. Natasha is a nurse. Natasha, let's just take this moment, first of all, to embarrass you by applauding you and thanking you for what you're doing. I'm telling you right now, people in the medical field right now, they are at ground zero. They are in the war zone, right, if I can use a phrase. And we are so appreciative of what you do.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
What can we do for you this morning, honey?
I just wanted to get the news out there that Grossmont is taking in donation for PPE, protective gear, which is like masks. We've been getting a lot of hand-sewn ones made by the community. Also, people that are painters and things like that that have extra supply. We are taking that into our campus. If you want to bring that over to Sharp Grossmont, you know, we're taking anything we can get because we're running low. There's a nationwide shortage. So,
all right, that's great. Helps. Because I have a friend who had bought all the materials to make the masks, and she went and bought a sewing machine. My husband's going to help her learn how to use it via FaceTime today. And I was hoping that we'd have an exact place that they could take the masks when they were done.
I believe we're directing people to Briar Patch, which is kind of like our satellite area near Sharp Grossmont. But if you definitely start to enter towards the ER, we're going to be able to direct you where to go.
So, Natasha, when you are out and you're not working and you're at the store and you're seeing somebody wearing a mask, are you having a hard time looking at them thinking, do you really need that mask? Because I know a bunch of people I work with that might save their life. Is it hard for you to distance yourself from, because I'm having a hard time not judging people who are shopping. I'm trying really hard not to. Are you having that same issue?
You know, I think everybody has the right to protect themselves how they see fit. You know, it does create a little bit more hysteria, maybe, you know, seeing somebody out in the public wearing it. And if you're not, you know, you look at them and you think, should I be wearing one? And it kind of creates a sense of panic. But everybody has the right to you know, protect themselves the way that they think they need to. So.
And someone doesn't walk around with a billboard over their head saying what they have if they have a compromised immune system, like, you know, I have severe asthma or I have,
right.
You wouldn't know. So
right.
I think it's just safe. If you see people with a mask, you assume that it's something that they need, and then it won't internally bother you.
Natasha, as a nurse, take us inside the walls right now. What's the vibe of your coworkers? What can we, who thankfully are healthy, I hope, expect in the next couple of weeks? I have to imagine, not to be negative, but it might get a little worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so much unknown right now. It's kind of just a big question mark, but I'm so proud of my staff. Everybody's kind of just going to work, you know, realizing that we probably have some really hard times coming, but, you know, everyone's kind of putting their head down and just grinding and working hard still. But another big thing I just want to say too, you know, small symptoms, small cold-like symptoms, it's really important that everybody stay at home and take care of them. There's not really anything we're going to do, you know,
sure,
from an emergency room standpoint. If it's a small cold, you just have a cough, you know, mild fever. These are symptoms that you can treat at home. Don't come to the ER and expose other people to potentially get
great
your
advice.
Illness.
That's
you know?
A great, so, great point. And it sounds like a person who's being very kind about the fact that they're probably being inundated with that and doesn't want to say it. Natasha, the microphone is yours. So if there's anything else that you are just dying to have people know, please just go ahead.
I hope everyone stays healthy and really takes isolation seriously and, you know, realize that it's keeping many other people safe other than just yourself and your immediate family.
That's awesome.
Perfect. All right.
Thank you, Natasha. We appreciate you and thank you for what you do.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Take isolation seriously. What an odd concept that must be. So what she's not saying is just live your life the way you want to. Who cares? No big deal.
I'm just going to step in for a second. The majority of people are paying attention.
I know they
are. So just...
Tim, if you would have seen what I saw Sunday afternoon.
I understand that. Corona, and that's why they closed the beaches.
Carlsbad Beach.
And the trails. And the parks. So there you go.
I hate being lectured. I hate it. Which is why Tammy always lectures me. But again... We all want this over.
Yes.
And the only way we can make sure it's over quicker is to listen. That's it. That's really it. Even I can understand that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.